Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm glad that we got somebody here who you're going to be glad that you stayed around for. Bob Bly is with us. Robert W. Bly is a guy who's he's figured out how to be successful online. Not a lot of people have done that. And a lot of people have tried, but not a lot of people have pulled it off. And one of the ways he does, one of the things he does is he helps people like you and me to learn what he knows. And he writes books about these things. And also other media that he uses to get his message out. He's the author of Magnetic Selling, also Foolproof Marketing, and the CD set is called Internet Marketing Retirement Plan. I like the sound of that, don't you? Let's get him in here. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back, Bob. And what are you looking at in the economy out there? Give us your thoughts. You're out there with you got your finger on the pulse of the marketplace, including cyberspace. What are you seeing? What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the recent surveys show that consumers are definitely concerned. I think it was 84% of consumers are very or somewhat concerned about the economy and that they are controlling their spending. Now, people will still spend money on products and services in the economy, and some of the things they spend on is surprising. For example, it's very odd, but sales of some luxury items go up because spending money makes people feel better. But at the same time, they're very conservative about making purchases. They examine them much more thoroughly. So, you know, there's still money to be made, and you can really keep your business going, but you just have to keep in mind what your customer wants. And the second thing is, Jim, if people on listening would go to I'm doing a poll right now online. If they go to bly.com and click on the right-hand side of the webpage, the recession questionnaire, they can take a poll about how their business is doing and their customers, and they can see the results in real time of what people are saying. In other words, are people increasing their marketing budgets, or are they cutting their marketing budgets? Are their sales going up? Their sales going down? What year do they think the economy will recover? Mm-hmm. And we're conducting that now, so it's changing, you know, every day in real time.
What do you think? What are you finding? What's the results showing?
Well, the results are showing that it's really sort of split even. Most people think, well, in terms of the year of recovery, overwhelmingly people say 2010. Mm-hmm. In terms of sales, about almost half of them, well, not half, maybe a quarter of them said their sales are actually going up. About a quarter said they're going down, and about half said they're even. So people businesses are not being devastated by this by any means. I actually think this recession is much harder for the employee than it is for the entrepreneur because, you know, unemployment's over 8%. The two horrible things that don't affect us as entrepreneurs and business people are affecting consumers. It's the unemployment. People are being devastated by losing their jobs, which, you know, doesn't affect us, but it does kind of break your heart. And then,
right.
You know, also this problem of when they get unemployed, not being able to pay their mortgage and losing their homes because, you know, they can't even sell the home because it's worth less than the mortgage.
Well, that's a lot of bad news there, Bob, all at once.
Yeah, especially for them. It's not necessarily bad news for us who sort of control our destinies.
But those of us who serve those people, those of us who sell to those people, we own a restaurant, we own a dry cleaners, we own a some other business that serves all those people. That's, you know, where have our customers gone?
You have to know what they're buying and how to serve them. For example, I just read the biography of Milton Hershey, and Hershey said that he believed his business was recession and depression proof, which it turned out to be, because he says people might not have money to buy a new car, but they can always afford a nickel for a chocolate bar. That's what a chocolate bar was then.
Right.
And then there was an article in one of the advertising journals that in fact said, I think it was the Ad Club, Philadelphia Ad Club Journal, that said Hershey's has increased their marketing budget over the last, I think, quarter or two quarters by 23%, and their sales for that same period are up 53% for the same principle. A Hershey bar doesn't cost a nickel anymore, but, you know, your kid wants a chocolate bar, even if you don't have a job or, you got a pay cut, you can afford a chocolate bar.
Well, see, and that's now you're coming to something that I really want to make sure we talk about today, and that's this idea of marketing. You know, what do you do? How do you make the decision to spend money on marketing when sales are off, when cash is more precious than ever before, when receivables are taking too long to come in, when the customers aren't exactly beating your door down? When you're concerned that maybe there aren't, you know, the customers are not coming, not because they don't love you, but because they don't have any money, do you still do marketing? We're going to get Bob to help us with that right after these messages. He's got the answer, ladies and gentlemen. This is the $64,000 question. Maybe the $64 trillion question. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's ZZ Top to take us out. We're back at 17 till, actually. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, the man who can't tell time. Yeah, I'm still working on it, though. I'm still a work in progress, as all of you know, by the way. I'm sure you figured that out by now. Welcome back. It's good to continue to be with you. My website is a place that I hope you go to. It's a place that we built. But, you know, it's more than just a place. It's actually not just our storefront to you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's actually our distribution center, because you can request stuff while you're there to be sent to you, and you can just hang out and wait till we send it to you. We don't mind that at all. We know how things are going. In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to be asking Bob Bly a little bit later on, the push and the pull aspect of marketing in the future. And not just in the future, but right now too. But anyway, we got lots of stuff there. My blog is there. We just posted a new post on cash flow. The title is "Cash Used to Be King, Now It's the Emperor." So check that out. And my newsletter you can find it there at how to subscribe to that and even see a free sample. And the archives, past shows, the show we do today will be up there. So check it out when you get a chance. Bob Bly is our guest. Bob's a good friend of ours, the author of Magnetic Selling. Bob, we were talking about marketing and whether now is how does a company that's on the ropes, how do they charge this ambush? How do they make sure that they do the right thing? How do you know when to stop marketing and when to cut back or when to go forward?
Well, there's three issues involved with that question. The first is whether to keep marketing or cut back. The second is how to market. And the third is where or with what. In terms of the first question, it seems obvious, although most companies don't follow this advice. Marketing makes you money. It builds a business. Most companies think of marketing, especially unsophisticated small businesses and a lot of large corporations, they think of it as an expense. If it's done right, it's a profit center. If you're doing it right, every dollar you spend on marketing makes you $1.50 or $2 or $5 in sales, both immediate and over the customer's lifetime. So if that's true, if every time you spend a dollar in marketing, you get $8 back, why would you not want to do that? But they do the opposite. They cut it down.
But part of the problem, it seems, Bob, that in the mind of a decision maker is that you're saying over the life of that relationship, which could take a long time, and I need to bring in dollars. I need to either bring in dollars right now or conserve dollars right now.
Well, to answer that particular issue, you want to use marketing tactics that give you at least a break even. In other words, over the lifetime of the customer, I'm going to make money, but the marketing's not going to cost me any money. If I spend $6 to get a customer, I'm going to get $6 in sales on average for each customer I get in right away. Mm-hmm. So my outflow this year is zero. That's, you have to measure, and that's the real key. A lot of small businesses don't measure any results from marketing. You have to, on the internet, we do the opposite. See, my own business is internet based, sort of like your show is with the website. that you just mentioned. And you know, when you have a website, you can measure the metrics very precisely. So you know to the penny how your marketing is doing, or pretty close how your marketing is doing. Mm-hmm. And so with that knowledge, you do more of what works, and you the stuff that's not working, you cut. For example, let's say you're running half a dozen pay-per-click ad campaigns with Google AdWords. Mm-hmm. Well, in a great economy, you might keep them all running all the time, even the marginal ones. But in a bad economy, you might have two that are actually losing a little money.
Right.
And normally you could say, well, I'll make it up on the back end. But in a poor economy, you're saying, I can't afford that cash outflow. You're going to cut those two.
How
the two that are making money, you keep.
How are pay-per-click campaigns doing these days?
Pay-per-click is a one. You know, there's a set of about a dozen major ways to really build lists and make money online, and pay-per-click ads, in particular Google AdWords, is one of them. So the answer is pay-per-click can be very profitable for you, and the neat thing about it is you can test them and see if they're going to pay off with a very small amount of money very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to guess. It's not like, you know, if GM is going to, well, probably a bad example, but if some major corporation is going to do a major new campaign, they might spend $5 million on it, and they don't know whether it works. When they don't know whether it's going to work, and they spend all the money. With pay-per-click, you know, you can spend $1,000 and cut your losses if it's not performing.
Right. Well, and that's really your marketing expertise, isn't it?
Well, I started out as a print guy. I've been doing this for 30 years, and for the first 20 of them, I was an old-fashioned mail order guy. I did mail order ads, direct mail packages, and I still do that. But most of my attention has shifted in the past few years, maybe the past 5 years, not the past 10, to online marketing, which has a lot of advantages. And one of them is that for the entrepreneur, the small business, the internet is much more forgiving. You know, in the old days, you could do a couple of ad, you know, TV or print or direct mail campaigns, and if you were small, you know, and it failed, that was the mortgage money for the next 6 months. Here in the internet, we can test things really quick, really cheap, so our risk is very controlled.
What about local search? You know, as you know very well, Bob, over the last couple of years or so, local search has become very important and very much more scientific. And can you be successful buying by paying per click for local search?
Well, it depends what kind of business. If you are a business whose market is defined geographically, local search is just about the only sensible way to go. I mean, if you're I'm just going to make up a quick example. If you're an auto body shop in Kalamazoo, Michigan, why would you pay for national search to get inquiries?
But you can buy local clicks, right?
You can.
Hold on to that thought. The answer is yes. And so I'm going to get Bob. We're going to expand on this a little bit, folks. This is good stuff from our good friend Bob Bly. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of money and I spend a lot of.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Robert Bly is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Robert W. Bly. We call him Bob, and he's the author of a number of books, a couple of dozen books on marketing, and he's got a CD set out that's outstanding. And, Bob, I'd like for you to tell us how we can find you online and find your information.
B as in boy, L-Y. My website's www.bly, B as in boy, L-Y, .com. And if you go to bly.com, www.bly.com/reports, you can sign up for my free e-letter and get a marketing library of a bunch of my reports that we sell for over $100 for free.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Folks, that's just because you know me. And so we appreciate that very much. Bly.com, put a slash reports.
Forward slash reports.
And then get the free stuff. So thank you for making that available to my audience.
My pleasure.
Folks, and your books are available not only at your website, but also in the online booksellers too, right?
Yeah, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And the CD set, that's new, isn't it?
No, we have I have an internet publishing business, and most of our products are DVD sets and CD sets. So we've had them for a few years, and we've got about two dozen of different products.
When we went to the break, Bob, we were talking about local search. See, because so many small business owners, millions of small business owners, Small businesses out there, you know, they don't want to operate outside their county or maybe a couple of counties or something like that. They got restaurants, they got dry cleaners, they got a body shop, they got a lawn mowing service, whatever it might be. But they want to maximize their image in the marketplace, their presence in the marketplace. But when they think of, a lot of times when they think of click paying per click, they don't want, as you say, if they're in Sheboygan, they don't want somebody in Peoria to click and cost them money.
Yeah, it's wasted traffic. So what you do is you include your geographic location in your keywords on which you based your pay-per-click ad campaigns. For example, if you're a data recovery service, you know, your people's hard disk crash, the PC repair guy can't save the data, you got to go to what's called a hard disk or data recovery service. So when my disk crashed years ago, I searched data recovery, and I got all these firms all over the country. I said, but I want to do someone local where I can just drop it off. So I put in data recovery northern New Jersey, and immediately I found people who I could buy from. Also, mm-hmm. So you get a, if you're a local-based business, you get a better quality lead from
so if I'm looking for sushi in Sheboygan, I type in sushi in Sheboygan, and if I get a paid ad, it's going to be somebody who I can do business with.
Yeah, but also for the advertiser, it's better because you're paying less per click. The more specific
right. You
are and narrow the term is, the less competition you
less
have.
Less competitive it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, folks, this is what Bob's telling you right now. Could be the single most important thing that you hear this year in terms of surviving and thriving in 2009. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, the other, though, big trend in pay-per-click advertising is what some people call long-tail search. That is, the not only with geography, but the more narrow and descriptive you make your keywords, search on and the idea is you buy longer keyword phrases instead of short mm-hmm. ones. In other words, not cars, but used Buick LeSabres.
Right.
You get better quality traffic if that's what you're selling, and you pay a lot less per click.
Yeah, if you just put in used cars, that's gonna you're gonna get hit with a big bill.
Exactly.
And maybe not accomplish your goals, but if you put in something a lot more specific, that's more specific than what you have to sell, especially if you're trying to sell a car, a used Buick, a used 1969 Buick or something like that.
Yeah.
That's you may not get as many clicks, but that's the idea, is to only sort through the people who want what you have.
Exactly. Otherwise, you're paying for traffic that's a waste.
Yeah. You got to be careful about that. And of course, this is the kind of counseling, though, that you help people with, right, Bob? In through your books and your work.
Yeah. Basically, if people go to have another site, ctcpublishing.net, they can see all the various courses, CD programs, ebooks, instructional courses we have on various aspects of online marketing.
Which would be the best one to teach people how to buy pay-per-click?
We have one. If you go to ctcpublishing.net,
ctc.net.
C as in Charles, T as in Thomas, C as
yep.
in Charles, publishing.net, N-E-T, and you'll
right.
see that we have a pay-per-click book advertised there.
All right, so
we
folks,
have a guide to pay-per-click advertising.
That what's the cost of that book? You know, offhand, you know?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's like probably around $29.
Hey, folks, that could be the best money you could ever spend. Hey, Bob, good job today. Thanks for always doing a great job for us and helping us out. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Bob Bly, ladies and gentlemen. Robert W. Bly is on the book, is in the name of the name on a couple of the books that I have, but also Bob Bly. So look for that, B-L-Y, and that's if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, including every member of our military sending a post. You're my heroes, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.